Good morning, everyone. Shall we pray? Our Heavenly Father, we come before you and study your word, and I pray that you open our eyes. We can see the wonderful thing that's written in the law and help us to have a deeper understanding of what is written in your law so that we walk in the light, not walking in the darkness. And help us by reading it so that we learn to do good and learn to love one another. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. So I would like to go back to Romans chapter 10, talk about man's righteousness. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, thank you. I just want to talk about the man's righteousness versus the God righteousness. And I think the mistake that the Jewish people made, I strongly believe that the Christian nowadays will make the same kind of mistake if we don't study the word of the Lord. And take a look at what kind of righteousness that they are doing, and why they are doing what they are doing. And now, it's over 2,000 years now, the Jewish people hasn't learned the lesson. Why they haven't learned the lesson? Because they thought it within their heart, what they have done is right. So I would like you to write that down. What have they done in those days? You write down the Gospel of John. Number one, Gospel of John chapter 8. Number two, Gospel of John chapter 10. And number three, what they have done is 18. I add one more. 16. 8, 10, 16, 18. Take a look at what the people have done. And they think they are right because they thought they're doing good, but in fact, they are wicked. Take a look at the Gospel of John chapter 8. Verse 58 to 59. Jesus answered them, I tell you the truth. What Jesus said is the truth, but unfortunately they don't believe it. Before Abraham was born, I am. That is Jesus' name, I am. In the Old Testament, being the Lord. Jesus is the Lord, but they don't believe it. But they understand what they mean by I am, being Jesus is the Lord. At least what they hear, they pick up stone to stone him. But Jesus hid himself and slipping away from the temple guard. And that's what he has done. The first thing, because most of the time, you know, if people stone you, you go to the hardest time. You know, they don't have in Gaza Strip, they have rocket, okay, they have missile. But whereas the people in the Palestine, most of them, what do they have? You know, they have they don't have a pavement. They have a lot of rock. You know, there is when they are in riot, something they don't like, they pick up the stone, they stone it, right? When there's a riot, they stone to the police and the police shoot them. Okay. Most of the time, if someone stone you, what will you do? Your natural reaction, you stone me, I stone you too, right? That's exactly what happened in Palestine. Now, let me tell you one thing. When they stone Jesus, what did the Bible say? When they hear what Jesus has said, they don't believe that Jesus is telling the truth, and a lot of people, okay? They pick up stone, not one stone, a lot of stone, okay? They pick up stone to stone Jesus. But did Jesus respond to stone him back? No, Jesus don't stone him back. Okay, so that's why they say, wow, you must be wrong. When I stone you, you don't respond, right? You're just slipping away, right? But this time you're lucky. Okay, go to chapter 10. When Jesus said, the Bible verses that Gene just quoted in chapter 10, no one, because when Jesus Christ watch over you, no one can snap his sheep out of his hand, and no one can snap the sheep out of God's hand, because, and then Jesus say, I and the Father are one. That means if you believe in the Father, you better believe in me, right? So that's what chapter 10 is saying. And then go to chapter 14, and then the Bible say, do not let your heart be troubled. Trust in God. Trust also in me. Oh, wow. You know, he say, trust also in me. And they hear that. Trust God, and also trust in Jesus. And then in verse 2, in my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, I would have told you, I'm going there, I'm going to the Father's house to prepare a place for you. Okay? And then take a look at chapter 10. Go back. And what is their response when they hear that Jesus is the Father? Oh, they don't like it. Okay? And then chapter 10, verse 30, Jesus said, I and the Father are one. In other words, if you believe in the Father, you better believe in me. And then chapter 10, verse 13, again, this is the second time he stoned Jesus. Again, the Jews pick up stones to stone him. But Jesus said to them, I have shown you many great miracles from the Father. For which of these do you stone me? And then they say, we are not stoning you for any of these miracles, replied the Jew, but for blasphemy, because you, a mere man, claim to be God. You know who said that? It's the rabbi said that. You know who said that? It's the teacher of the Lord said that. And why they saying what they are saying? I would like you to write all these Bible verses. You write down Deuteronomy chapter 13. And then I will talk about Revelation 13. It is very good. Chapter 13. Remember the 13th chapter. It is very, very important. And help us to understand why the Jewish people are so stubborn. They think they do the right thing. I read that to you, chapter 13, Deuteronomy. Turn to the Bible and listen to it carefully. There are three instances. Chapter 13, verse 1. If a prophet, you write that number 1. Verse 6. If your very own brother, okay, that's speaking to James, speaking to Judah. James and Judah is Jesus' own brother. Okay? Or your son, you write down that number 2, okay? Verse 6. Verse 12. If you hear, it said about one of the tongues that the Lord your God is giving you to live in, that tongue is the tongue of Galilee. You write that down. Number 3. Okay? When the rabbi, when the teacher of the law, they must have studied Deuteronomy chapter 13, and they thought they understood the Bible, but they totally misunderstood the Bible. Okay? Now, I read that for you. Three instances. Case number 1. If a prophet or one who foretell by dreams appear among you and announces to you a miraculous sign or wonder, and if the sign or wonder of which he has spoken takes place, and he said, let us follow other gods, God you have not known. Now, I want you to circle the word, let us follow other gods, God you have not known.
They thought Jesus Christ asking them to follow other God. You remember what Jesus said? I and the Father are one. You remember in chapter 10, right? Gospel of John. Do you remember in chapter 8? Before Abraham, I am God. God. You know, you're not even 50 years old. Before Abraham, I am. You know, from Jesus' time to Abraham's time is how long? It's 2,000 years, man. 2,000 years. You're not even 50 years old. Although Jesus looked very old, okay? He's only 33. But he's only 30, okay? And he looked what? He looked like 50 already, right? But then, 50 years old to 2,000 years is still a lot, you know, based upon their own understanding. They don't believe that later on when Apostle John writes the Revelation, you know what did he say about Jesus? He said, Jesus is Alpha and Omega. Alpha means before the world was created, and Jesus is there. After the world created, and 2,000 years later, here comes Abraham. You know what I mean? First comes Adam, right? Adam is what? 6,000 years from now. Abraham is 4,000 years from now. Jesus' time is 2,000 years from now. You understand? So, if Jesus is Alpha, Jesus is the beginning, Jesus is the end, that means before Abraham, I am, what's wrong with that? But the thing is, they look at Jesus. I mean, he didn't look like God, okay? And then he said, I and the Father are one, you know, and then I go up there to prepare a place for you. It sounds like he preaching another God to you. Does it make sense? We take a look. If that person, even though he can perform miracles, as a matter of fact, Jesus performed a lot of miracles. If the sign and wonder of which he has spoken takes place, and he said, let us follow other God, God you have not known, I want you to write that down. What Jesus said in the Gospel of John is the truth. But what the Apostle John said in Revelation chapter 13, the Antichrist is false. Later on, they believe in the Antichrist. Wow. You see, also chapter 13. Wow, this is very scary. Brother and sister, listen to me carefully. Jesus is the true God, the true Messiah. They don't believe and they stone him. But whereas the Antichrist is a false Christ, it's not a true God, but they believe in it. Why? They have sealed without knowledge. That's why in Proverbs chapter 19 verse 2, it is no good to have sealed without knowledge. Quoted Deuteronomy, I go to Proverbs. I teach you. It is not good to have sealed without knowledge. Knowledge of what? Knowledge who the true Christ, true Messiah is. The true Messiah is recorded in Gospel of John. The false Messiah was recorded in Revelation chapter 13. Both Gospel of John and the Revelation chapter 13 was written by who? Apostle John. They don't have the knowledge. Brother and sister, I don't ever say that the Jewish people, they don't have the knowledge. I believe a lot of Christians, they don't even have the knowledge also. If before I tell you Deuteronomy 13, Revelation 13, if I ask you the question, you have been a Christian for so long, why, how come the Jewish people are so stubborn and keep on not believing in Jesus? And they think they are right too, okay? Most of the Christians, they cannot answer the question. Right? Because they are based upon Deuteronomy chapter 13, okay? It is no good to have sealed, to have sent without knowing who the true Messiah is, who the false Messiah is. Write that in knowledge, you write that Gospel of John, and then you write that Revelation. Not to be hasty and miss the way.
Please don't Jesus too fast. They don't check him out. You know what? A lot of Christians, they go to the church, read in the sermon, this pastor is very good.
But you know what? You say he's very good. Did your life change? Your life wasn't changed. How can it be good? You say it too fast. When you come to the church, if your mind, your thinking wasn't changed, if your life wasn't even changed, you haven't heard the gospel yet. Keep on. Verse 3. 13:3. You must not listen to the word of that prophet or dream. That's why they thought they don't listen to Jesus.
They're following God. This is my righteousness. I did the right thing because the Moses
told me to do that.
Okay?
The Lord your God is testing you to find out whether you love him with all your heart and all your soul. It is the Lord your God you must follow. The Lord your God who is.
This is Jesus Christ.
They don't know that. They thought the Lord your God is just the Father. They don't know the Lord your God is Jesus. I want you to write that down, okay? Right beside the Lord.
Do you remember what was the first sermon
that Peter preached and the 120 people are preaching? Go back to Acts chapter 2. At the end of the sermon, what did the apostle preach? Verse 36, chapter 2, verse 36. Therefore, let all Israel be assured of this. Because they are not sure. They misunderstood God. Let all Israel, no exception, all 100%, be assured of this. God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both one, both Lord and Messiah. And then I want you to write that down. In here, say Jesus is the Messiah, Jesus is the Lord. And then later on, in Romans chapter 9, verse 5, what did the Bible say? There is the patriarch, and from there is traced the human ancestry of Messiah, who is God over all, forever praise, amen. Jesus is the Messiah, the truest Messiah. He is the Lord, and he is your God. He's your God. Okay? And then the Bible says, it is the Lord your God you must follow. In other words, you must follow Jesus. If you don't follow him, you'll be dead. Right beside follow. I want you to write that down. There's no misunderstanding. You write down, circle the word follow. And Jesus said, if anyone wants to follow me, he must deny himself and carry his own cross and follow me. Anyone try to save himself, didn't want to follow me, he will lose his life. Anyone who follow me and deny himself and carry the cross and follow me, will save his own life. You write down Matthew chapter 16, verse 24 to 25. I'll read that one more time. Matthew 16, 24 to 25. Right beside 24. Come after me, then in follow. If anyone would come after me, anyone would follow me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever wants to save his life with, didn't want to follow Jesus, you will lose your life. But whoever loses his life by following me will find life. Go back. It is the Lord your God you must follow, and him you must revere. Keep his command. What is his command? right beside his command. You write down 1 John chapter 3, verse 34. God's command is to believe in the name of his Son, Jesus Christ, and according to his command, to love one another. That is his command. Gospel of John, 1 John chapter 3, verse 23. Chapter 3, verse 23. That is his command. You know, if the Jewish people follow what Apostle John teaching, Apostle John is a, he didn't go to any school. He's a fisherman. He has no education there. Unfortunately, you know, the Jewish people, they look up to people who has education. And the one who has no education, they despise. And where is Apostle John teaching? Is better than a lot of rabbi, a lot of highly educated people, because they are blind, they are deaf, and they are dumb. They cannot speak for Jesus. And where's John can speak for Jesus? Okay? Now, keep going. Keep his command and obey him, serve him, and hold fast to him. That prophet or dreamer must be put to death. Oh, that prophet or dreamer must be put to death. Moses tell them to put them to death. That means God tell them to put Jesus to death because he preached rebellion against the Lord your God. Did Jesus preach rebellion against the Lord your God? No. But that's what the rabbi say. Okay? Who brought you out of Egypt and redeemed you from the land of slavery. He has tried to turn you from the way the Lord your God commanded you to follow. You must purge the evil from among you. In other words, with the word of God in Deuteronomy chapter 13, to kill this prophet is to do the right thing. That's why, before Jesus' time, the prophet Isaiah was killed. The prophet Jeremiah was killed too. And Ezekiel, they all killed him. All these people, they don't read the Bible. They go to the synagogue to listen to the rabbi. They were poisoned by that kind of teaching. They thought they do the right thing. 99.99% did that. Case scenario number 2, verse 6. If your very own brother, speaking to James, that's exactly why James did not believe in Jesus at that time. Speaking to Judah too, is another half-brother. Later on, they repent and write the book of James, write the book of Jude, okay? If your very own brother, or your son, or daughter, or the wife you love, or your closest friends secretly entice you, saying, let us go and worship other God. The Jewish people thinking that Jesus' teaching is to teach them to worship other God. Because they thought they understand the Bible. Go back to Deuteronomy. Deuteronomy chapter 6. What did the Bible say? Chapter 6, verse 4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Wow, they say the Lord is one. And they know the Lord is one. And they don't understand what they really mean by the Lord is one. Okay? I prove it to you. Will you please write that down right beside the Lord is one? You write down. Psalm 110 verse 1. The Lord said to my Lord, then how many? Psalm 110 verse 1 is a Psalm of David. They believe in David, okay? The law said to my Lord, the first law is who? God the Father said to my Lord, that my Lord is my Lord Jesus Christ. Sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool for your feet.
Then how many Lord? How many Lord that we have? Look like there's two.
But the Bible says, the Lord your God is what? Is one, right? So if it is one, then did Jesus say, because for John chapter 10 verse 30, I and the Father are one. Is this okay? That is a clear explanation of what it is.
But unfortunately, you know what? Nowadays, Christians, they don't read Bible like this. They have a lot of game, computer game to play.
Okay? Do you know that a lot of people play computer game? They're wasting time. They don't read the Bible. Okay?
So that's why in the church, the pastors, they don't talk about that too. Because they will put them to sleep. They have no interest on that. And that they can't lead people to Christ. You know why they can't lead people to Christ? Because they don't understand the Bible. When some other religion challenged them, their faith was shaken too. Right? Am I right? The Lord said to my Lord, David said. And I give you another proof. Go to Psalm 45, verse 6 and 7. You know what? You don't read the Bible. You thought you know Jesus is Lord. But when people point out the Bible, you say, wow, then I don't even know whether he's the Lord. Okay? Because you don't study.
Psalm 45, verse 6. Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. Can anyone tell me? This old God, talking about God the Father or God the Son. Can anyone tell me? Jean, you're the smartest girl, right? Did you get a gold medal when you graduated in engineering? What? The first one in the class? Are you the first one in the class? No. Okay, tell me that your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. Is he talking about God the Son or God the Father? What if I say, talk about God the Son? Okay. And then the Bible says, a scepter of justice will be a scepter of your kingdom. And then Psalm 45 verse 7, you love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has set you above your companion by anointing you with the oil of joy. So who is this God? Your God. You know what? Jean knows that because Jean attended Bible study. Until now, the Jewish people, they still don't know that. Write that down, okay? Write down the first chapter of Hebrew. Hebrew, they all tell us that. That God, he talked about Jesus Christ. And then your God is the Father. And then it's only one God. Because I and the Father are one. Are one. Okay?
You know, the people, you try to preach the gospel to the Mormon, try to preach the gospel to Jehovah Witness, you know, and they point out this kind of stuff to you, you know, it shocks your faith, then you don't even know what you believe. You say, wow, I never heard of that. Because you know why? You never read the first chapter of Hebrew. The first chapter of Hebrew, they point that out. That God. Your throne lasts forever. That God is Jesus.
And your God is the Heavenly Father. Okay? You want to know? Go back to the Hebrew. Most of the time when we study the Bible, we don't memorize it. We read it and then we forget it. Okay? Right at that. Verse 6. Again, when God bring his firstborn, that's Jesus Christ, into the world, he said, let all angels worship him. Worship Jesus Christ. In speaking of the angel, he said, he made his angel wing his servant flames of fire. In verse 8. But about the Son, Jesus Christ, he said, God said, your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. Righteousness will be the scepter of your kingdom. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore, God, your God, has set you above your companion by anointing you with the oil of joy. Brother and sister, after today, I think I convinced you already. If you truly repent, you better study the Bible every day. Okay? You better study. Because you have been Christian for a long time. And this kind of teaching may be new to you. It shouldn't be. Why it's new to you? Because you don't read the Bible. Just like the Jewish people. When they stoned Jesus to death, they thought Jesus telling them to believe in another God, another Lord. Because the Jews say, I only have one God and one Lord. You understand? That's why when Paul writes the book of Ephesians, he said, there's one Lord and one baptism. One God who is over all, above all, through all, and in all. This God is the Father. Sometimes he say this God is the Father. Sometimes he say this God is the Messiah, Jesus. But they are one. You understand? There's no conflict with that. But you have to listen to the explanation, to the true teacher instead of the rabbi. You understand? Your rabbi say, God the Father is one God, no other. You say you and the Father are one, then you are coping. You preaching wrong God, right? And I show you to that. With the authority in Deuteronomy chapter 13. You understand? They buy into it. You know what? They believe it. They don't study themselves. Well, I'll give you some other proof. You go to Matthew chapter 11, verse 27. Jesus said, no one knows the Father except the Son, and him reveal it to you. In other words, if Jesus Christ reveals who the Father is to you, then you know the Father. No one knows the Son except the Father. That's why the Jewish people, they don't know Jesus. They don't know God. All things have been committed to me, Jesus said, by my Father. No one knows the Son. No one knows who Jesus is. How can Jesus, he is the Son and the Savior, he can be the Father? Because you know what is his name? You write that right beside the Son. Isaiah chapter 9 verse 6. His name is what? Everlasting Father. His name is Almighty God. Almighty God, there's only one God, is Almighty. He is the Almighty God. He is the Prince of Peace. You know what? If we memorize this kind of Bible verse, we know who Jesus is. They don't. They have so much things in their daily life. They have occupied their mind already. There's no room for them, just like the psalmist say, no room for the wicked people. Because they don't know who Jesus is. That's why the fool say there's no God. Wesley? Are you a fool now? Is it a God or there's no God? Who's that God? What is his name? Yahweh. What is Yahweh? It's not only Jesus. Who is God?
The mighty God.
The mighty God. Okay, the mighty God.
Who is that mighty God? Wonderful Counselor. Who is the wonderful Counselor?
Everlasting Father.
He's not answering my question. God the Father and God the Son. These two are one. And that's why you write that down. 1 John chapter 2, verse 22. Who is a liar? The one who believed in the true Messiah is a liar. And then Apostle John said, if you have the Son, you have the Father. You don't believe in the Son, you don't even have the Father. Go to 2:22. Who is a liar? It is the man who denied that Jesus is the Messiah. He is a liar. Such a man is the Antichrist. He denied the Father and the Son. 2:23. No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father also.
You deny who Jesus is, you deny the Father. You believe the Father, you believe in the Son.
Because they are one. You know, this John is not educated. They never go to school. They only follow Jesus. But they never get you. Until now, they still don't believe him. You know why they believe in Moses? Moses is highly educated in Egypt. Remember that? Right? Highly educated. They say, I am Moses' disciple. I'm not Jesus' disciple. That's why, until now, they crucify Jesus. You talk to the Jews about Jesus, they become very, very upset.
Because their parents tell them that.
Don't believe in them. They pass them on to their children, until now. Okay?
You try that.
Go back. 13. If your own brother entice you, saying, let us go and worship other God that neither you nor your father have known, God of the people around you. You know what? Your father have never known. Your father know. You write that down right beside me. You write down Psalm 110, verse 1. David know. You write down Psalm 45, verse 6 and 5. 45 verse 6 and 7. David know. You don't know. Don't ever say that your father don't know. Because you don't study the Bible. And David passed away already. But he left God's word to you. You don't study. Right?
That's why.
Okay? Don't ever say your father didn't know.
Moses know. David know. Abraham know.
You don't know, right? That means you are not Abraham's children. That means you are not Moses' disciple. That's why you are not King David's son, right? If David know, we should know. Because it clearly recorded in the Bible. Unfortunately, and that's what happened, they fall into the trap, verse 8. The Bible says, do not yield to him or listen to him. When they don't listen to Jesus, they say, I don't listen to Jesus because Moses says so. But that's not what Moses says. You misunderstood him. Show him no pity. Do not spare him or shield him. You must certainly put him to death. That's why they put Jesus Christ to death. I want you to write that down. Put him to death. First of all, he put Jesus Christ to death. And later on, in Gospel of John chapter 16, verse 1 and 4, they put all the disciples to death.
Peter was crucified, right? James was put into the sword.
Anyone who preach about Jesus, the Messiah, Jesus, the God, they put him to death. You know why they put him to death?
in chapter 13, they thought God asked him to put them to death.
You must certainly put him to death. Your head must be the first in putting him to death. So they are eager to do it. And then the head of all the people, if all the other people fall, stone him to death, because he tried to turn you away from the Lord your God, who brought you out of Egypt, out of the land of slavery, that all Israel will hear and be afraid. And no one among you will do such. And no one among you will do such an evil thing again. When you put into that, everything will settle. That's what they thought, because they misunderstood God's word. Okay? Case three. If you hear it said about one of the paths the Lord your God is giving you to live, that wicked man have arisen among you and led the people of that path astray. Jesus Christ rise out for one. The guy, right? And most of his disciples, Peter, John, Philip, all these come from Galilee, right? That's why they put all of them to death, right? Oh man, oh man. You know, you don't study the Old Testament, you don't even know why they're doing what they're doing. You say you believe in God, you still haven't even believed in God. Okay? And then saying, let us go and worship other God, God we have not known. Then you must inquire, probe, and investigate it thoroughly, and if it is true, and it has been proved that this detestable thing has been done among you, you must certainly put to the sword all who live in that time. Destroy completely both his people and his livestock. Gather all the plunder of the town into the middle of the public square and completely burn the town and all its plunder as the whole burnt offering to the Lord your God. Do you know why? In the book of Acts, the Jewish people confiscate the property and persecute you because they thought they do God's word. They follow the teaching. Deuteronomy chapter 13. That is man's righteousness. But it is wrong. Everybody say it. It is wrong. Right? I am now equipping you according to the book of Ephesians chapter 4. Equipping you. If you have a calling, it's the Jewish people. Buy lunch, buy dinner, invite him to your house, but don't serve pork chop, serve steak. If you buy a new knife, you say that knife is a clean knife, never used before. And I serve you. And let's study the Bible, what did the Bible say about who Jesus is. Hopefully, when they open their eyes, when they open their ear and they open their heart, they turn around, they will be saved. When Jesus challenged them, based upon what that you stole me, any miracle that I have done, is it wrong? Prove it. They don't know, and yet they still stole me. Why? Because the rabbi said, the high priest said, the great priest said, all the Levites said, right? And they followed the God. They themselves don't study the Bible. In those days, those who study the Bible are ignorant. They are uneducated. That's why in the book of Acts, when they say these people are uneducated. And how can I believe in an uneducated people? But only one thing separates them apart is they follow Jesus. And yet these uneducated people can perform miracles. And you are educated, you never perform a miracle. You never save one soul.
So, unfortunately, the true Messiah, they don't believe because they have sealed without knowledge. Nor where does the knowledge come from? According to Proverbs chapter 2, knowledge comes from searching, studying, praying, confessing your sin, follow Jesus. Then gradually, you know who Jesus is. You know who Jesus is, and Jesus will rescue, will deliver. Unfortunately, they don't believe the true Messiah when the first coming of Jesus Christ. Let me give you the chart. This is the chart. Jesus Christ come down from heaven 2,000 years ago. And then he was hung on the cross at the age of 33. 3 days later, he was resurrected. And then he revealed to his disciples for 40 days and nights, in front of their eyes, Jesus Christ ascended to heaven. But Jesus knows that not everyone would believe in him. So that's why 10 days later, he answered the prayer of the disciple. 10 days later, he sent the Holy Spirit to come down. Then Jesus Christ got called to heaven. Then now is the time. And Jesus said, before his second coming, because people are stiff-necked, God has appointed them his 7 years of tribulation, suffering, great suffering. Through this suffering, their name was written in the book of life, they will turn around. Those people's name wasn't written in the book of life, they will rebel against God. That 7 year tribulation divided into half, 3.5 years, and 3.5 years. At the beginning of the 7 year tribulation, the Antichrist will appear. And the Jewish people strongly believe this Antichrist is the true Messiah. Why? Because this Antichrist rebuild the temple. They misunderstand God's word because Ezekiel talk about the second coming of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ will rebuild the temple. And the Bible says he will rebuild the temple after 7 years. And Jesus Christ come back second time. And Jesus said, when the Antichrist appear, the Jewish people believe in him. So this Antichrist protect the Jewish people for the first 3.5 years. Everybody have pain, they have no pain. After that, this Antichrist, according to the 2 Thessalonians, he sit in the temple, saying he is God. And then the Jewish people who study the gospel know he's Antichrist. Then the Antichrist persecuted them. For the last 3.5 years, a lot of Jewish people were executed because they're stiff-necked. They refuse to study the scripture. That's why they go through all this kind of pain and suffering. This Antichrist appeared at the beginning and then sit on the throne at the midst of it and persecute all the Jewish people. When they suffer so much, at the very end, they cry out to God. According to Zechariah chapter 12, verse 10. They say, Messiah, come and save us. Lo and behold, that Messiah is the one who crucified. Chapter 13, when we come back, they say, wow, this Messiah is my Lord. Is my God.
How many people were killed? 2/3 were killed. Brother and sister, build up your most holy faith by studying the scripture yourself. We have recorded all these sermons, whether the Old Testament teaching, in our website. You don't study, if you go to hell, my hand is clean, man. You better study yourself at your own pace, at your own time. If you find out anything that Pastor John says is wrong, challenge him. And that's how we become better. Should we study or not? Yes or no? Our Heavenly Father, the true teacher, we don't believe, but we believe in the false teacher. The true Messiah, we don't believe, and yet we believe the false Messiah. Why? Because so many people lying to us. In order to stop this from happening, we study ourselves. Because we have the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will lead us into all truth. When we study it ourselves, we know what is right and what is wrong. We not only study the teaching of Paul, we also study the teaching of John and Peter and Jude and James. All these good people that is in the Bible. And they pass away already. It's black and white, and we can study them. And help brother and sister set up Bible study classes in their own home. First, they study, teach their wife, teach their children, and then when they are so good, teach their neighbor. And Lord, I pray to you, all these brothers and sisters do your work and build up your church by build up their most holy faith and study and pray to you. I pray that you establish their family according to 2 Samuel chapter 7. How you bless King David, I pray that you do the same. Because you do not show favoritism. You are impartial God. In those days, how you bless King David, in today's days, you're going to bless us. When we build your church, you bless us. Our Heavenly Father, you heard that? Wu Yao Fei, this sister, to come to this church a year ago, just come here for a short period of time, because she look after the grandson in Edmonton, and later on, the visa come, that he has to go back, he go back. And now, she left her husband in Christ. And 2 weeks ago, he was baptized. 2 days ago, she left her mother and her sister to Christ. These are true believers. These are blessed women. I pray that you bless her. Separate her apart. And she used to be a communist. And now she's the ambassador for Christ. She led her family to Christ. I pray that you continue to watch over this family. And I pray all this in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. You know what? This sister I talk about, every Friday when we have Bible study in the South Side, through the internet, the people from China, they study the Bible with us. We continue to study, and the more she understands, she preach to her husband. Her husband comes in with Christ. Preach to her mother and her younger sister, and they all get one. I baptize her in the video. Okay? In Canada, and she is in charge. I ask her to lay hand on her husband, and then we baptize her. Around 14 days ago, her husband comes to know Christ, baptized, and then on Wednesday, they take the alcohol, and then you just sip it, and then you say, I think the Lord didn't want me to taste it, because it tastes bitter. I don't want this. I don't want to drink alcohol anymore. He was baptized. He died with Jesus. They are uneducated. You know, I say to myself, I studied engineering, I get a gold medal, and yet I worship idols. Lo and behold, what's going on? Because I'm ignorant. And people believe in Buddha, I believe in Buddha. Until I read the Bible, this Bible is all I need God. If I don't serve Him, who shall I serve? Is He good? He's really good. May God bless you.